by the time I die, I'll never see a Stanley Cup, okay? Real talk.
Hey, that's
real
talk. Bullshit.
Not gonna lie. Now, I did tell you, I told the people, too, I'd get arranged marriage by the year 2030 if the Vancouver Canucks did not win a Stanley Cup, because that is when I feel as if it's time for me to take other things in my life more seriously, like family and starting a family. That being said, I did hop on Bumble, yo. I did hop on Bumble. Yo, I hopped on there.
What's going on, man? How's Bumble going for you?
Dog, you know what I had to do, man. You know what I had to do, dude. I had to put that profile picture up, you know, side angle, a good one, a nice filter on there. And I got a message first, yo. That's how Bumble works.
Wow. Wow.
They message you first, yo. They message you first, and the girl asked, right? Let's call her Tanisha.
Did you have podcaster in your bio?
Hey, you're foreshadowing a bit, okay? She hit me up. She's like, you look interesting. What does that mean when somebody says you look interesting? Who knows? And then she asked me, what do you do? And I told her straight up, hey, part-time hockey podcaster, full-time book reader, and I still live with my parents because I love my mother. And, yo, she applauded the honesty. That's why I tell the people, be honest. Be honest. And she applauded the sensitivity. Real talk. And it worked. Now we've been talking almost every day.
Wow.
Every
that,
fucking
man.
Day. Every wow. day. Every day. I know her birthday. You know what I'm saying? I know her birthday, bro. We've been sending each other photos of our dogs. It's wow. moving, dog. Wow. It's moving. Then I lined up a date last Friday, yo.
Yo.
Then I lined up a date last Friday.
Are you still seven date Bowen, though? Is that the question?
Let me continue.
For the listeners who don't know, I mean, yeah, Kyle Bowen didn't want to make a move in that way until the seventh date.
Because I'm romantic. I'm romantic, yo. And I'm older. I value other things in companionship. All right? I was about to say relationships, but when you're with me, it's a companionship, all right? That's what it is. Anyways, that Friday came around, and I bailed 45 minutes before the date because I'm trying to play hard to get. I'm not going to lie, yo. I'm trying to play hard to get, okay? It is what it is. I thought nice guys finished last, and, you know, I tried playing hard to get. I bailed on the date. We didn't talk for a couple of days. And then guess what? I switched my profile picture. She hit me up, dog. Okay? So that's my life on Bumble right now.
Yeah, you know, I know what you mean. You want to play hard to get. And, you know, the Canucks have played hard to get with us, man. Mm-hmm. And all Canucks Nation going 51 years of the Stanley Cup now.
Yeah.
We both wonder if Seattle, with this roster they've drafted, are going to get a Stanley Cup before the Canucks. But, you know, based on what we're seeing here, it's not looking so hot for Seattle. We'll get into it, though. I mean, is Seattle's roster bullshit? Are the Canucks bullshit? We know that for sure. We're going to get to it here on the home of puck talk and bullshit. Silky and filthy. What's going on out there? You're listening to Silky and Filthy here on the Nux Misconduct Network. I'm Trevor Beggs. He's Kyle Bowen. The show again on the Nux Misconduct Network. And Kyle, you know, you talk about nice guys finished last before, right? When you're playing hard to get. Today in the Seattle expansion draft, obviously all the picks were leaked beforehand. I think we both have opinions on that. But Cole Lind was the last official pick from the Seattle Kraken. And know what they tweeted out? They said, Cole Lind comes to the best city in the Pacific Northwest.
Wow.
They went to that level. They went there. And, you know, we've both been to Seattle. How do you feel about that?
Well, first off, I know we're going to get into it, but Seattle cannot be talking all that shit with the way they drafted their organization today. I'm sorry. It's not happening yet. They are not better than the Vancouver Canucks today. Hey, they may have better all-around defense. You know what I'm saying? They may have a lot more bottom six forwards that are better than our bottom six forwards. You know what I'm saying? But they're not better than the Vancouver Canucks. And honestly speaking, they had a great opportunity to be that. They really did. And on the other end, if we're talking about city to city, culture to culture, I'm not going to front. Seattle probably has more culture than Vancouver, but our weed is a lot better. Hands down. And it's probably coming from close, you know, similar places, real talk. Seattle, Vancouver, Washington, D.C., the bud is good. But in Vancouver, in B.C., the bud is a lot better. Let's be honest. Let's be real.
Hey, it's growing in that same climate for sure. I mean, whether it's coming from California, whether it's from up here in B.C., that weed is coming in that same climate, man.
It's way better than B.C. That B.C. bud, that B.C. buddy, that's a great shit. So, but here's the thing. Fans in Seattle, okay? Fans in Seattle. You are not going to be better than the Vancouver Canucks, and I'm not going to guarantee it, but you're not going to be making the playoffs, in my opinion, with that roster. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It would be, even in a weak Pacific division, how can it happen on back-to-back expansion launches that a team overdoes it, you know? And especially the way these guys drafted. I don't see it happening, bro. I just don't see as if the philosophy behind their organization strategy or their organizational strategy off the jump is catered towards this year. Real talk, it really isn't.
Yeah, here's the thing. I know you're a hardcore Canucks fan. I know Jim Benning's kind of broken you over the years, but you still have this confidence in the team and this confidence that the Canucks are better than Seattle.
Yeah, that's not honestly, asking for much. We'll finish fucking sixth or fifth. They'll finish fucking sixth, okay? It's all good.
But here's the thing about Seattle, though, and I think you are underestimating them a bit, and they got a lot of flack for the way they drafted today because I think there's a lot of shiny objects out there. There was the Carey Prices. There was, you know, Alex Ovechkin is a fairy out there, but can you imagine Ovechkin, Tarasenko, first line, Voracek, Van Riemsdyk? There were lots of big names out there, and Seattle just didn't go for it today. And I don't want to say that they're not a good team. Like, I actually think they drafted better than people want to give them credit for. And you know, on this episode, we're going to talk about the five biggest surprises from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But honestly, man, you look at their center ice position, that's like the biggest need for me. But, you know, you look at their defense too, and Mark Giordano, Jamie Oleksiak, Adam Larson. You got Vince Dunn up there. That's a way better top four than the Vancouver Canucks have. And they don't have that high-end talent. But, yeah, you look at Vegas 4 years ago. I mean, William Karlsson, Jonathan Marchessault, Oscar Lindblom at center. I mean, there was on Vegas, like, no one really predicted they were going to be this crazy team. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys had crazy good years. I don't know if this is going to happen in Seattle again. But, you know, I like their defense. I think their goaltending, again, they could have gone for the shiny objects. They got a couple guys who are really good. But, yeah, Ron Francis said it today, that cap space is valuable.
It is.
Those
it
dollars.
Is.
And this team is only $52 million. They like just passed the threshold for what you needed to have for the expansion draft today.
And maybe they're going to go after a Landeskog or a Dougie Hamilton, and it just adds on to whatever they've built there.
Yo, but they need a center hardcore.
But it just looks as if that this team is not worried about next year. It just looks like that with what they had in front of them. And again, I think when you pick a guy like Tarasenko at $9+ million, you can't just pick him and not pick a guy like Voracek or a guy like Van Riemsdyk or just another high-end talented player to pair up with him, which is going to come at a cost. I kind of get that. But at the end of the day, I just don't feel as if I can sit here and say that they're better than Vancouver. And that's a Vancouver Canucks team that is led by Jim Benning. And I'm saying that. Kyle Bowen is saying that. Seattle is not better than Vancouver. Just not now. It's not happening. It's not happening now. Seattle, I've seen a couple comments on the Instagram, right? Some of the posts. Some of the quote-unquote fans. The quote-unquote fans of the Seattle Kraken. Y'all haven't even watched the game, y'all fans. They're talking shit already. They're not happy. They're not happy. I think they wanted one or two star names. And, hey, it's not as if they may be upset with just them not picking these star players like the Tarasenkos and quote-unquote stars, maybe the James Van Riemsdyks, the Jacob Voraceks, the blah, blah, blahs. But even with their depth players, I feel as if they kind of went off the board still with some of those picks. You know what I'm saying? Some of these guys are fringe NHLers, but they were just focused on saving cap room. Do you think that's more because they want to spend it this summer, or do they have a plan for next summer? This is interesting. In a flat cap, quote-unquote, era, which I'll get to later, I think that's BS. The NHL's been saying, or the people have been saying, there's going to be a flat cap for, what, 3-4 years? I think that's BS. But do you think if that is true, that is something that they want to weaponize? Like, hey, maybe we're going to be one of these teams that has cap going into, like, the next couple off seasons.
Yeah, I honestly think Seattle is a team to watch in terms of their management because, again, today they could have picked the shiny object, and in a lot of cases they didn't. And again, they got almost $30 million in cap space. Mm-hmm. Like, they got a lot of cap space to play with. They have that hole at center ice position. But again, I look at their roster and I don't think it's worse than Vegas is, to be honest with you. Like, you could have a top line of, you know, Yanni Gord, Jordan Eberle. Like, Yanni Gord, honestly, I think is a first line center in this league.
Ooh, that's
buried,
a bold pick. That's a bold
on
pick.
On a Tampa roster. I mean, like, he's got just as good of a shot as Jonathan Marchessault, don't you think? Like, we're talking about, like, small, undersized Quebecois who,
yeah,
kind of made it happen on the teams in the league. So,
and he's been that guy. He's been making it happen for, what, 4 or 5 years, just proving everyone fucking wrong, hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
But you look at these teams, and I do think there was a lot of situations where teams put out bait. They're like, take this guy with the big cap hit. Take him. You know, he's Braden Holtby. He's James Van Riemsdyk. He's Carey Price. He's Vladimir Tarasenko. Like, take him. He's going to be, mm-hmm. he's so good. Like, why, how could you not take him? and they kind of went, they went the high road, man, and they made us some smart picks, to be honest. And I look at this roster, and I don't hate it as much as the average person. Okay. Now, there are five surprising picks I will get to, okay, but I don't think it's worth the worst roster in the world. And again, tons of cap space, more than any other team. They can make shit happen for sure.
Will they be a hard team to play against? I think so. Just based on who they have up forward, I feel as if they got a lot of hardworking motherfuckers. But I just don't think it's just hard for me to believe that it can happen twice, two times in a row, that an expansion team comes about and just drafts these random players. Because you're right, when Vegas picked their team, it was fucking random. William Karlsson wasn't William Karlsson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real talk. He wasn't William Karlsson. So you get a group of random players. Do they feel like cast-offs this time, or do they feel like, oh, this is just, you know, just another day in the NHL? Because it's happened in quite quick succession. Like, let's be honest, another expansion team right off the bat. Maybe they can ride off some of that momentum if they do actually embrace the whole cast-off thing and do what Vegas did. But I feel as if that would be a fucking miracle. Like, that can't happen twice in the span of 5 years in the NHL. They can't. Yeah.
I think the thing for people forget about Vegas is they were very lucky, for sure. Like, no one saw William Karlsson breaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Shea Theodore was a bad giveaway for sure, but and Alex Tuch was too. Like, they made bad decisions, but no one looked at that roster and said, "Wow, this team is gonna fucking light it up, and they're gonna be first overall in the Pacific Division." Like, no one fucking saw that coming.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I don't see that happening with Seattle, just because I think there's so much that went into how good Vegas was off the bat. Like, a lot of luck. Fleury and Gold is another great example.
Facts.
Well, but yeah, okay, the team they drafted, again, I think it's actually a pretty decent team, and I would say right now, I think it's easy with Edmonton, Vancouver to get distracted by the star power. You see Pedersen, Hughes, Besser, McDavid, Drysdale, and be like, oh man, like, yeah, of course, like, the Oilers are better, the Canucks are better. But look at Seattle, and I do think they build a team that's deeper. And again, they have so much cap space to weaponize. I think they're going to be dangerous.
Yo, wouldn't you, like, Jason Dickinson? What would that guy be on the Seattle Kraken? He'd be like a top six forward, a top seven forward on that roster.
Really, man? Okay, so Dickinson plays center.
Like, I know,
okay,
just tell me who Seattle has right now. Read the roster right now.
Do you have Dickinson ahead of Yanni Gord?
No.
Do you have Dickinson ahead of Jared McCann?
No.
Do you have Dickinson ahead of Kelly Yarncroke? I don't. No. I think Dickinson's a fourth line center on this team. 100%.
Hey, man, I'm just Kyle Bowen, yo. I just got back into this hockey thing, okay? I started watching and listening to hockey last week again, okay? I'm just Kyle Bowen, okay?
Okay, well, we will get into some of the surprise
picks. Let's do it.
Okay, so I think one of the biggest surprises, again, was Morgan Geekie from Carolina. And Geeky...
What? Hold up. What are you talking about? This guy named Morgan Geeky?
I'm not even bullshitting you, man. You can hit the bullshit button, but it's a true story, man. It's a true story.
Hey, that's a bullshit!
No, it's true, Kyle. It's true.
It's true.
His name is Geeky.
Okay,
you heard it right.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he's a small, skilled AHL forward. He doesn't project as a star, which I think is a bit troubling, but I think the big thing here is Jake Bean seems to have a lot more potential than Morgan Geeky has. Like, I think Bean could have been like a Shea Theodore. That's the way people look at it.
Wow. You
know, he's put up some points in Carolina. He's been good in limited minutes. He's a young guy. You know, Ole Ulevi draft. He would have been a pretty obvious choice for me, and they went with more Geeky, who kind of seems like a top six or bust player to me. So I thought that was a bit of a weird pick. And, you know, Carolina had a lot of good guys exposed. Like, another guy was Nino Niederreiter, you know, mm-hmm, top six forward. But
yeah, yo, he was scoring at a 30-goal clip if you projected for 82 games.
And 100%.
These are the moves that kind of confuse me. Like,
yeah,
how hard is it to pick a guy like that for a couple years? And couldn't you trade him? Couldn't you trade a guy like that? Like, let's say Nino comes to the team this year in Seattle and they suck and he's struggling. I know he gets paid some dollars. But he's just coming off of, you know, year after year of him proving that he can be a top six forward. Couldn't you just cast him off and trade him?
Yeah, you think so, right? I mean,
I think the philosophy going into day one with Seattle when they were assembling their brass was, no matter what happens and no matter who is available, our main focus is to have our cap close to the fucking floor. That was just a philosophy. No matter what happens, no matter who gets exposed, we are sticking to our plan, which is important. You got to stick to your plan in this thing called life. We're going after that cheap cap. Get to that floor. That's all.
Here's the thing. I think there's a bit of a divide between ownership and GM, and not even in a
really?
Negative
Already?
Way.
Already? Already?
Not even in a negative way, but, you know, we were hearing leaks how Todd Lewicki, the ownership group, was saying, like, you have to go ahead to get Price. Like, a lot of the rumors suggested that, you know, they want a big face like Price, mm-hmm, in this market. And I think Ron Francis was very much about, no, we need the cap space. We're going to draft a good team. We're going to keep a low cap hit. And we're going to weaponize this cap space over time, whether it's trading for free agents, whether it's taking bad contracts and getting first-round picks. You know, you saw again, like Andrew Ladd gets traded to fucking Arizona, and like second, the Islanders getting Islanders get nothing in return. Like, it's crazy shit. So yeah. I think Francis sees that, and he's like, we can have a good team, and we can accumulate a lot of assets over time. And
yeah,
I got a lot of respect for the move, but yeah, these other four moves are some of the moves are a little strange for sure.
Well, there's so many ways to go about building an NHL roster, and one of the ways to do it is getting to a point in this tenure where you have a chance year after year to get there. And look at a team like Tampa. I know they just won two Stanley Cups in a row, but they've been good for 9, 11, 12 years. Real talk. So maybe they're trying to do that. Accumulate all these assets and get to a point maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 years down the road where when it gets to that point and they start, you know, making the playoffs on a consistent level, they become a threat year after year after year after year until they get the job done, because Washington did it that way. And again, Tampa just won two cups, and it's maybe that's their plan. And just the way Tampa did it, dude, it's through the system. It's through the system, man. It's through a lot of, like, great asset management and great selection from draft. So
and here,
that's the way they're going about
it. Here's the thing. Vegas did that too, though. They accumulated three first-round picks that first draft. And what, they have, like, nine picks in the first three rounds in that first draft they were in? They got a lot of assets, and they traded for guys like Mark Stone, Max Pacioretty. So I think Vegas got the bonus of being able to exploit dumb hockey guys in the 2017 expansion draft. And the flat cap world, GMs were like, just take our big cap hits. And Francis had to be a little bit more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's still the potential to make those deals down the road with that cap space.
Yeah.
Teams get desperate, want to offload contracts. So
at the end of the day, man, before you get to your list, I just can't say without a doubt. And again, I'm not a fan of fucking Jim Benning. I want the Canucks not to succeed next year, so they can just move on from this guy, because I fear that the Canucks can make the first round of the playoffs and that will buy Jim Benning a couple more years. But I do believe that Jim Benning has a better roster than Ron Francis, hands down.
Yeah, I'm not convinced of that, but I will say this. I think the best thing for the rivalry in year one, and I think a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, you know, the Kraken are going to be really good and the Canucks are going to suck and it's going to make us hate them and blah, blah, blah. No, the best thing for the rivalry is for Seattle and Vancouver to meet in the playoffs in round one. I think it's a weak division. I think it's plausible.
It could happen, be like a 2-3.
Yeah. It's a plausible prediction. So that would be the best thing for this rivalry. Like in year one, how awesome would it be? Pacific Northwest, they battle throughout the regular season. They face each other in the playoffs in round one or round two, whatever.
Who knows?
That would be the best thing for this rivalry for sure. It'd be an awesome way to kick it off.
Yeah. And it would be fun. It would be a lot of fun.
Colin has a great season, scores an OT winner against the Canucks in Game 7.
Now I got plans.
Hey, that's a bullshit.
I got plans, you know, to move away. Maybe I'll be in Switzerland. Maybe I'll be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Maybe I'll be in Colombia. Maybe I'll be in Puerto Rico. Who knows where I'll be? So maybe I won't be able to be here for all those crucial moments when that rivalry is really brewing. But I do know in my heart that that is best. Not just for the league. I'm being selfish. That's best for Vancouver sports right now. Real talk. Down the I-5, right? America versus Canada. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I think the home opener for the Seattle Kraken is against the Vancouver Canucks. The game's going to be on, what, Hockey Night in Canada? Not Hockey Night in America, okay? I'm already starting, dog. I'm already starting. There's no way Seattle's being better than Vancouver in year one. And I swear to you, I fucking swear to you, if Seattle wins a Stanley Cup before Vancouver, I'm done watching hockey. I'm done watching hockey. Hands down. That's not fair. That's bullshit.
There's a lot of the line in your life.
That's bullshit. Whoever's looking after me, the universe and whatnot, I was brought into this world at the wrong time. Wrong time. Okay? If that happens, if Seattle wins a cup before Vancouver, I'm going up to my mom and dad, and I'm going to tell them straight up, y'all made a mistake. Y'all made a mistake. Okay? Why'd you do this to me? That's not fair. Fuck, I'll stop watching sports.
Sports. All sports.
Hands down. Seattle wins the
cup before Vancouver.
Hands down.
Wow.
I will stop watching sports. I'll stop watching TV. Yo, real talk.
Holy,
I'm going back to school.
Shit. You're more ballsy.
I'm making $85,000 a year. All right? And I'm going to be happy with my life. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll move to Calgary.
Oh, come on.
No, real talk.
Wow.
I'm going to start a family. I'm going to wish better luck for my kids.
No,
my life is over. No. If Seattle wins a cup before Vancouver, I'm done. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. I was thinking of that today. If Seattle wins, I'm done. And if Florida, if the Panthers win before the Vancouver Canucks, holy shit, dude. Holy shit. I'll move to Florida. if that happens.
Wow, there's a lot on the line. And will you stop watching sports if Florida wins the cup as well?
I'll break every TV that I see in my way if Florida wins the fucking cup, yo. I'll never use the internet again.
Man, there's a lot riding
on. I'll never use the internet again. If Florida wins the Canucks, the Stanley Cup for the Canucks, I'm never using the internet again.
All right.
So I'm living on a fucking island.
Let's summarize this.
I'm going to Hawaii.
All right. So if Florida wins, there's no internet, and you will smash every TV in your sight.
And I'm going to Hawaii. And I'm just going to eat coconuts all day. And I don't even know. I'm going to live on a fucking island and be a castaway. I would not be able to handle it because that would prove that this world was not meant for me.
Yeah. You find a way to get the gun show going, though, if you were on a stranded island.
I'll do pushups
every
day.
You're pretty flexed right now. You'd find a way on a deserted island.
That shit don't matter, man.
Pump it, man.
If Florida won before the Canucks, that proved that love does not matter.
Wow, so there's a lot riding on three things for everyone out there. I hope if you're listening, you're smart enough not to make these kind of bets in your life. But so if the Canucks don't win a cup by 2030, Kyle's going to get an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
If Seattle
wins, could work out.
If Seattle wins the cup,
my parents are arranged marriage. Look what happened.
Yeah, it's true.
Beautiful family.
It could work out. Could work
I mean,
out.
I could have been a regret.
I honestly think the other ones are worse. So if Seattle wins the cup before the Canucks, you're not going to watch sports ever again, and you're going to move to, where are you moving again? Moving away.
Calgary. I'm going to make $85,000 a year, which is great. 8 to 4. You know, do some other things. Buy a property. Build a family. And again, wish better for my kids. Because at that point, my life will be over. I know. I'm just meant to guide my children. I'm not meant to have a life anymore. At that point.
Yo, this is I think it's the sports thing that's really, really getting to me. Because I remember I was talking to Hannah the other day, and I was like, she said something along the lines of, if you were given $1 million, would you be able to never, ever, ever watch hockey again?
And?
I was like, I don't know if I could do it for $1 million. Yo, I love hockey. Love it, man. It's a great game.
Whatever,
I can watch scores on my phone, but, like, I'm invested.
If Seattle wins, I'm never watching fucking hockey again, man.
Before
the Canucks.
That's
not fair,
It
man.
Might happen. I'm going to rip through these next four picks.
Go ahead, man. Get through this shit,
We're on
man.
The clock. We got to get out of here.
I know, man.
And you're obviously, you're getting to a point where you're putting a lot on the line.
I need a blunt right now, dude.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, so we talked about, we wanted to mention the five most surprising picks for the Seattle Kraken. Mentioned Morgan Geeky. Another one I had was Carson Twarkinski.
Philadelphia.
And again, we talked about, good on Seattle. Clap the hands, blah, 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 for them building a team that has a low cap. But Twarkinski, instead of getting a guy like JVR or like Shane Goss's bear, to me, like, just didn't make a whole lot of sense at all. Twarkinski is like a fringe NHLer at best. JVR had a great season. He was only got a couple years. I think Goss's bear would have been a great bounce back candidate. Again, though, Goss's bear was in Philadelphia with Dave Hacksaw. He had some success. Mm-hmm. He had some failures there. But again, those guys are way better than Twarkinski.
That's just a pick. Telling the dude, like, hey, you're probably not going to make the team. You're going to play on the AHL roster. We're just doing this because we have to make a pick from Philadelphia. And we're, again, just trying to get to the cap floor. And on that note, I'm looking at a guy like Jacob Voracek, man. I've always enjoyed that guy's game. I know he's, quote-unquote, struggled over the last two COVID seasons. But if you look at what he did this year over an 82-game season, it's still at 60 points. It's still at 65 points or whatnot. That's a dude that I see when motivated is... He's like borderline a game breaker still. A sick player. But again, that's another dude. If you're picking Jacob Voracek, you're picking Tarasenko. You get what I'm saying? Because you have to pair these guys up. You have to get two of those guys, not just one of those guys, especially if you're spending that dollar amount. So.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from because I think that would look sexier for sure. And I think the biggest problem with this expansion draft is that Seattle does not have a sexy roster at all. And they could have. So I think that's the biggest pain point among people who are analyzing this. But, again, I actually don't mind the team they drafted other than the two guys I mentioned.
Geeky again, but you're looking at this like, holy shit, it could happen. A bunch of cast-offs, right? A bunch of middle six forwards can do what Vegas did. And I look at what Vegas did, and I look – that's just –
But no,
that's an outlier.
I don't even think they can do what Vegas did, to be honest with you. I think they need a whole lot of luck to get there. I think they can be good. They can be decent. If they get lucky, they can be Vegas good. I think, again, based on paper, what we're seeing, still an offseason to come. I'm sure we'll get to it here on Silk and Filthy and the Nux Misconic Network. But, yeah, there's still some work to be done if they want to be a powerhouse. But they have a shot.
True.
Pacific sucks, so they have a shot. John Quenville from Chicago. That always fucks me up.
Who do they have available from Chicago instead of this dude who's, what, a former first or second round pick?
Yeah, it wasn't a great list. So, I John Quenneville, though, only had a goal and an assist in 16 AHL games this season. Like, yeah. He wasn't lighting the way. And he's 25. Like, it just seemed like one of those picks where they could have done a lot better. They had Nikita Zadorov. Like,
I don't like
the Kraken went for such a big defense. They could have had Larson, Oleksiak, Zadorov. Like, that is a fucking intimidating
Zadorov
defense.
Zadorov sucks, man. He is bad. He's easy to play against, man.
Yeah, on Nikita a third pairing.
I mean,
yeah,
like, he's I got like the name. Though. He's got the name. Maybe you can flip him for a fifth or fourth round pick. But again, it just looks like this team is just trying to get to the floor. Who are the cheapest guys? We don't care about... That's their philosophy, man. I swear to you, when they assembled the brass, it's like, yo, who cares who's available? Let's just get to that $49 million floor. That's our goal. And they hovered just above it. And they're happy. They're happy. This was premeditated. This was bound to happen. Real talk.
Yeah, I still think Chicago could have done better there. Zadorov, Calvin DeHaan, Brett Connolly, who sucked this season too, actually, but DeHaan's pretty good, and Vinny Hinostroza. Are those guys I would have taken a shot at over John Quenneville. Columbus, Gavin Bayreuther, a lot of guys had never heard of him before. Again, he had a decent AHL season, but he's an older guy. He's 27. I know he had a career best year in the AHL, but he's 27 years old. Mm-hmm. And then again, Kevin Stenlin, who I really like third, fourth line center, like physical, defensive. He would have been a guy that I was targeting for the Canucks fourth line too, actually. He's a great player. And Max Domi's the other big name. I still kind of like a Domi to Vancouver, like maybe put him on Horvat's wing. I think Domi's a good bounce back candidate, but I don't think it's happening in Columbus. So
yeah.
A bit surprised to see Domi selected as well.
Mm-hmm. It happens, man. This was an odd expansion draft. It really was. But again, it's gonna be hard to replicate what Vegas did. And maybe that's not the goal. That's not the goal. Maybe it is to have this cap space and just accumulate assets and then maybe capitalize on some free agent signings. But again, just look at that long-term picture and get to that point where the organization is good for a decade-long stretch. And I brought up Tampa. I brought up Washington. St. Louis, too. Just be good for like 15, 20 years and just get that one cup. Whatever happened with Vegas and whatever is still happening with Vegas, because Vegas is an unreal team. The culture that they have in Vegas, not just with the players, but the way they play, I think it's set. It got set from that year one. Like, this is how Vegas hockey is supposed to be played. This is what the fans expect. This is what we're going to get. They can make it work, and it's been working, and it's going to be the case for years and years and years. I can tell. Vegas is going to be a good team for a long fucking time. That's just not going to be the case with every fucking expansion team, and I think Seattle's looking down the road. Like, what can we look like in 2 years? Or maybe next year?
Yeah, I think with Vegas, again, they were the first sports franchise in that city, in that, mm-hmm. pretty much in that city's history, where Seattle's more established. They got, like, the Seahawks, the Mariners, the Sounders.
Yeah.
That market can probably stomach, not to say they can stomach losing, but they don't have to go out and be super splashy right away to catch people's attention the way Vegas did.
Yeah.
But, again, I look at Vegas' roster, and I don't think Vegas was that much flashier. A little bit flashier than Seattle, but not that much flashier. Again, it's more the expectation of
Ron
who's
Francis,
available this
nice
year.
Guy. Ron Francis,
yeah,
a nice guy.
Good guy, Francis.
He could have really fucked some teams over. Not like... Okay, when I say that, teams like Philadelphia probably wanted JVR or Jacob Voracek off the books, right? Team like St. Louis, Tarasenko doesn't even want to be here. Get him off the books. It is what it is. But a team, I just feel as if Ron Francis was extra nice with it, and it's not going to work out. Because of that, it's not going to work out this season. This season, yo, Vancouver is going to be better than Seattle. Don't get it twisted. It's got to happen. There's no way. And they're talking all this shit already? Remember Seattle? Hockey night in Canada, okay? Not America. That's all I'm saying. Not this year. Ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Y'all were too nice in this draft, and y'all gonna finish last. Y'all gonna finish last in the Pacific Division, okay? It's gonna happen. Reality's gonna hit. The world's going back to normal. Y'all ain't pulling this shit off, okay? Y'all finishing last. I said that right. Yes, Arizona's finishing better than you.
Wow.
Real talk. Wow. Y'all finishing last, okay? Nice guys finish last. I told you this off the top, dude.
Anaheim is so bad right now.
I don't give a fuck. Seattle's finishing last. And yo, I told you, nice guys finish last, yo. That's my philosophy going into life. Like, I bailed on that girl 45 minutes before the date. You know, playing hard to get. And it's because I believe, yo, nice guys finish last, man. Nice teams finish last, too. Okay, yeah, y'all got to go after the next, okay?
Yo, Jim Benning seems like a nice guy.
And that's why we finish in second last.
Yeah, you know, I see where you're coming from there. That's interesting. Okay, I'm going to get the last pick, then we got to get the fuck out of here. San Jose, Alexander Trude. Now,
Who?
Exactly.
False?
Exactly.
Alexander False?
Yeah.
They got that one wrong. Okay.
That's some bullshit.
Yo, I saw San Jose bloggers and analysts saying, like, yo, Alexander True is not that good. He can't skate. The only reason they picked him is because he's a Seattle Thunderbird alumni. So, not that there's a lot of obvious picks from San Jose, but, like, Ryan Donato, who's only a year older, seems like way better bet than Alexander True. So, that was a bit of a homer pick for sure. But, anyways, man, I think Seattle's going to be better than last in the division.
Are they going to be better than Vancouver? Tell me now.
I think they're going to be better than Vancouver next season.
What the fuck, dude? Are you serious, dog? That's Trevor Beggs for you, man. I may be an asshole to a Jim Benning run team. And that Jim Benning run team is your Vancouver Canucks. I've said some nasty things about that team. But there's no way the Seattle Kraken, this roster, is going to be able to do better than a team led by a motivated Elias Pettersson. No chance. No chance. It's not fucking happening. It's not happening. But Begsy believes it's happening. So y'all can go after him. Honestly, I'm not with it. I'm not with it.
I think Seattle, again, I don't absolutely love their forward depth, but I think it's decent enough, and I think they can make another splash or two before the regular season starts. I think their defense is way better than the Canucks. The big thing for me is goaltending. I think it always is in hockey. And right now, Thatcher Demko, I think, is a lot better than Driediger or Vinek Vanecek in Washington. Now, those two guys, one of them could have a great season. I think they could also both tank, and if that happens, then I think Seattle's in a lot of trouble. So I think, to me, it really comes down to goaltending.
Yeah.
And goaltending is always a coin flick. Now, in that regard, I would probably give it to the Canucks for sure. But, until I see the Canucks make some moves in the offseason, I got to say right now, I'd probably pick Seattle over Vancouver to finish higher in the Pacific next season.
Seattle's finishing last, and the Vancouver Canucks are finishing
nice
last.
Nice guys finish last.
It's true, man. That's why, yo, man. Tanisha, man, it is what it is, all right? But she's still replying.
Hey, shout out to Tanisha and shout out to you, the listeners. Again, thanks for supporting Silky and Filthy here.
Yeah, real time.
And the Nux Misconic Network. Again, go subscribe wherever you get podcasts because, hey, we're still here, man. We've been separated for 9 months, but we're still here.
Yeah, talking
your ear pussies. We're not leaving.
What? What'd you say?
Nothing. We should get out of here. Silky and Filthy, baby. Thanks for listening here on the Nux Misconic Network. Canucks the NHL draft coming up this week. We'll have some info on that with the Canucks and everything else that happens around the NHL. Free agency next Wednesday, probably when we're back together. So crazy times in the NHL. And stay silky, stay filthy, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Peace, peace, peace.